Diretta con D via New Delhi e mi senti? Tu m'entends? Are you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, and we are listen to you. So, okay, what do you want to say first?
Okay. Hello to everybody and Antarashtriya Mahila Divas Mubarak ho sabko. It means Happy Women's Day in Hindi. So I'm happy to speak to all of you about what we're doing in Delhi.
Ciao ciao a tutte, I'm very happy to be with you and ha detto la stessa cosa in Hindi per salutare e dire una buona giornata dell'8 marzo a tutte. What do you want to say?
I hope that this is a year of more solidarity and strength and safety and love for all women in this world. I hope it's a much better year than ever before for women.
Auguro che sarà un anno di lotta, di solidarietà, di grande amore tra tutte le donne.
And I know there have been so many struggles for freedom, so I hope that we get the results for all the struggles that we've had so far.
So che ci sono tante lotte dappertutto. I asked to Samantha to come to help me to translate. Ecco, ti presento Samantha. Ah.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
So the things that we spoke about this interview was also that you can speak about the film festival in New Delhi.
Yes, I'll share about the film festival. This year in Delhi, actually all of North India, there's a festival also on International Women's Day. So today there is not much happening because this festival is the festival of colors where you throw water balloons and color, and it's a really aggressive festival.
Usually there's a big film festival sia in New Delhi sia nel nord dell'India, ma questa per la giornata internazionale delle lotte delle donne, ma quest'anno è stato non c'è perché c'è un altro festival che si chiama Festival dei Colori, ma c'è un Woman Film Festival, no?
Yes.
Yes.
So this year in Delhi, there is International Women's Week and Month because there are many events this year. And one of the events that I have been part of organizing is this International Women's Festival, Asian Women's Festival in Delhi. It's the eighth International Women's Association, International Association of Women in Radio and Television. It's an Asian Women's Film Festival.
Quest'anno a New Delhi c'è il Festival dei film delle donne asiatiche, che è organizzato, non ho capito esattamente di chi, ma lei fa parte dell'organizzazione, ma anche l'Associazione delle donne delle reti televisive e radiofoniche. Sì, hai visto alcuni film? Eh?
Yes, I saw a few films, and the interesting thing is we have 22 filmmakers from different countries who are there to also talk about their film, what was their inspiration for the film, or any questions from the audience. So I think one of the films that touched me the most was this film by two women from Pakistan. They are from the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region, which is a really remote region which is controlled a little bit by the Taliban. And these women learned how to use the camera for the first time, and this is the first film they made. And the women talked about how in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa it's not all right for women to work. And when you say parda, that is the cloth that covers them, they say there's also a parda about voice, women's voices. So for those two women to express their view of their society, how it feels for women to work, especially in radio and television and make videos,
Allora, in questo festival ci sono quasi 20-25 registi che sono presenti, c'erano qualcosa come 70 film. Un film che li ha toccato molto è un film che è stato girato da due donne in Pakistan, un po' al nord di Kabul. Queste donne prendevano la camera, la videocamera per la prima volta e parlavano particolarmente del fatto che le donne lì non possono lavorare e portano il burqa. Era molto importante di vedere il loro sguardo sulla loro società. There was some debate around the film of these Pakistan women.
With this film there was a problem in the sense that because the women were from Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and from Pakistan, they did not get the visa to come to India. So we had to speak to them by Skype.
Yes.
About what issues they face, so we couldn't really ask them the kind of questions we could if they were there live, you know, in front of us. But the most important thing about the film was that it brought out this thing that women need to express their view of the world, like this slogan that looking at the world through women's eyes. So I think this film festival kind of brings out these women's views of their experience, their perceptions, or their perspective of the world to everybody else.
Non ho capito tutto, eh? Posso dire all'inizio che comunque non hanno avuto il visa per venire a New Delhi per presentare il film e dunque si sono sentite by Skype.
Però la cosa importante era che comunque attraverso il loro film e attraverso la proiezione di questo film a questo festival sono comunque riuscite a far conoscere il loro modo di lavorare, le loro idee sul loro mondo ad altre persone, ad altre donne, e questo ha dato sia la forza ad altre donne che la conoscenza delle loro storie e della loro esperienza.
Were there a lot of film like this in the festival?
Yes, there were many powerful films. The other really powerful film was Melissa, Mom and Me. This is by an Israeli filmmaker. And she talks about her friend Melissa. And the both of them met in Japan where they were working as strippers in a club. And so the film was really great because it talks about their relationship as friends. And 7 years later, the Israeli filmmaker actually goes to search for Melissa, and they talk about their lives, motherhood, their relationships, and also just to see the human side of Melissa, what brought her to work in Japan as a stripper and do drugs and alcohol, and how both of them survive and like really lead strong lives. And I was really touched because of the, you know, the friendships and the deep bond the two of them share. So imagine somebody goes to the US from Israel after 7 years. Okay.
Ha parlato di un altro, non stava facendo davanti alla camera dei grandi segni, ma là sarà difficile, mi sa. È un film israeliano che
è un film israeliano che racconta l'amicizia di due donne che vivono in Giappone. Perdonateci, ma la frase è stata lunghissima e quindi alle 4:15 ricordarla tutta non è proprio facilissimo. E poi parla di un rapporto, parla anche del rapporto fra le donne attraverso questa amicizia, perché fa vedere anche il rapporto con la madre. E poi parla delle difficoltà che si sono incontrate in Giappone.
Vivono in Giappone, dunque c'è questo ambito anche giapponese. Sì, a lei gli è piaciuto molto. Divya? Yes, what yes. I think is that maybe now we will stop, because like this we continue our contact, but okay. we will ask you, and I will ask you to send us something about the film festival, because it was, it seems molto, very interesting.
Yes.
And
okay. And I also wanted to say that more than the film festival, there's also interesting things happening the whole week and whole month in India.
E volevo anche aggiungere che a parte questo festival ci sono tante iniziative tutta la settimana e anche tutto il mese in India.
There's more, I mean, I'm going for a very interesting meeting with some 2,000 women farmers who've...
Sto parlando per un meeting con 2,000 contadine.
And the interesting thing is the women from this particular village, they're from rural area, they've organized International Women's Day by themselves.
Ah, e la cosa interessante è che queste donne che abitano, che hanno fatto questo villaggio di 2000 donne, perché infatti sono messo insieme tutte le donne single, che per quale la, in India è molto difficile quando sei o vedova, o, e dunque questo progetto, lei parla di questo, di questo progetto di 2000 donne che sono insieme, dove va?
E poi? And then?
And the interesting thing about these women is they come from a place where women have to cover their faces. They cannot leave the house without the husband's permission. They cannot. They do all the work, but they have nothing in their hands, no value. So, but these women have decided enough is enough, and so they are just breaking many barriers by even organizing this event. So I'm really excited.
Sono molto eccitata di andare in questa cosa perché sono delle donne che vengono da questa parte dell'India in cui il velo obbligatorio, in cui non si può uscire senza la permissione del marito, e loro sono fuggita di questo per fare questo progetto. E io sono molto molto eccitata. Mm-hmm. I think that I will call you back next week and you will mm-hmm. Tell us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Yes.
So thank you
nice
to Kay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Bye.
Thank you, Divya.
Thank you. Bye bye.